You who? Over here, handsome. It's been a while since you came to visit me. I hardly recognize you without your armor. I was starting to think that you had forgotten about me. From what you've told me about yourself, you seem to be very important. Always going on quests and things like that, and I'm just a nymph who lives in the forest. But that's okay. Opposites attract. Come join me by the edge. I actually just got out of the water myself. It's such a lovely day. Do you remember the first time we met? You were walking back to town, the body of something you'd just slain over your shoulder when you caught me in the lake. I was such a fool. I wasn't expecting anyone, and when I saw you, I audibly gasped and hid under the water, but that was loud enough for you to look over in my direction. You called out something like, "Who goes there?" And I just hid under the water, hoping you wouldn't find me. I watched you put your bag down and draw your sword because I guess you thought I was an enemy. You kept calling out things while I was hoping you wouldn't notice me. Do you remember what happened next? Well, I do. You walked to the edge of the lake and you didn't notice me at first. I thought I was obscured enough from your view, but turns out, as you were walking away, you caught a glimpse of my pointy ear poking out of the water. Then you said something like, "I see you," and I blushed all the way up to the tips of my ear. Seriously, they were bright red. I swore under my breath something like, "Damn, these things always get in the way." Then I poked my head up from the water and offered a meek little smile and a little wave. You asked who I was, and I said I live around these parts and asked you who you were. You said you were on a quest of some kind, and I said, "That's nice," and wished you a nice day, but you kept watching me. You said you had never seen a nymph before, that you thought they only existed in the Fae realm. So I informed you that while we originate from there, we do live on this plane with you. You chuckled at me, so I dipped my head back underwater, hoping that you would just walk away, get the hint that I didn't want to talk. But you didn't. Instead of taking the hint that I was shy and didn't want to talk, you took a seat by the edge of the lake and took your shoes off, dipping your toes into the cool water. I asked if you were going to be on your way, and you said, "No, I think I'm going to rest a bit. What is a few more hours to them?" That was not the answer I was looking for. I was so frustrated with you when I first met you. I was looking forward to spending my day alone with just nature to keep me company, and then this man decided to show up and ruin the vibe. I think you thought it was funny because I was clearly frustrated, but also very clearly attracted to you. But I didn't want to say anything, so I kept blushing and keeping my answer short. We made small talk for a bit, but eventually, I warmed up to you and gave you more to work with than just simple answers. And you seemed so pleased with yourself. I remember the smile you gave me when I told you my name. It was this genuine one, kind of like the one you're giving me now. And then we ended up spending the entire day together. We made a fire and some food. I think you forgot about the quest, or you decided spending time with me was more important. Either way, we had a lovely conversation. Things got a little deep. I ended up asking if you were single, and you responded by kissing me. Do you remember that? Our first kiss? You hesitantly put your hand on the back of my neck, and then you brought me close and I felt those sparks as we kissed. It felt like something out of those romance novels you bring me sometimes. But after that first kiss, it was like all the awkwardness melted away, and I just kind of pounced on you. I couldn't help myself. I thought you were hot, but that kiss was the confirmation I needed that you wanted me as badly as I wanted you. And we spent the entire night just making love, enjoying each other's bodies, finding all those spots that make the other moan or whimper, have their toes curl or their fists clench. It was just so raw and romantic and everything I've always wanted. But when I woke up, you were gone. I genuinely thought it was a dream. I didn't think someone as amazing as you could exist. I didn't see you again for, what was it, 2 weeks? That's right. No, you're right. Keeping track of time is not one of my strong suits. But I just remember, when you appeared again, and I saw your figure in the trees, I could have wept tears, because you were real. I hadn't made you up in some random bit of loneliness. I remember running out of the lake and jumping into your arms and giving you the biggest kiss possible. You couldn't stop laughing and telling me, I said I would be back. But I kept clinging on, being held in your arms. I think that was the moment I knew you were the one I was destined to be with. Even if it was only during select moments, I wouldn't want to call anyone else my love. But you knew that already. You know how much I love you and care about you and wish I could spend every single second of every single day with you. But that isn't reasonable, so I'm happy I get you in the quiet moments. It seems someone is getting turned on, remembering our first night together. Are you also thinking about our first time? How it felt when I climbed on top of you and rode your cock until you came deep inside my pussy? My huge tits bouncing in your face while you grabbed my ass? Ooh. Or what about when you ate me out and made me come so much, so fucking hard, I rewarded you with fucking my ass? I've missed this. How your cock feels in my hand. It feels really, really nice. I can't tell you how many times I've thought about fucking this cock while I was touching myself. I was thinking about, I don't know, being bent over a rock and you pounding deep inside my ass, or maybe I'm laying on my back and you're fucking my pussy. It gets me so wet thinking about all the lewd acts we can do together in this forest alone. I could take some of the rope from your outfits. I could tie your hands together, get on my knees, and suck your cock only to pull off right before you come. And I could keep doing that over and over again until you beg for mercy and I finally let you come inside. But that's not what I want right now. What I want is to taste your cock. Always too. tastes so fucking good. The best cock in the world, and it's all for me to suck and lick and kiss. Have you missed my mouth, baby? When you go on quests, you think about me on my knees, looking up at you. The little blush on my face as I suck you off. My big tits just right here, moving with every single rest of my head. I'm so fucking wet, baby. Such a wonderful cock to fill my mouth with, to suck on. I don't think I'll ever be able to get enough. Pull my hair. Yeah, baby. That's it. Fuck. I'm so fucking wet for you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just having so much fun tasting it. Teasing it. I want it to last forever. If I let you come, do you promise that you'll get hard again so that you can actually fuck me? Then deal. I'll let you come on my tits. That's it. Come all over my big tits. Fuck. Just like that. Feels so fucking good. Wait. You're not done. You need to clean up the mess you made on my tits. Go ahead. Lick up your mess. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Your tongue feels so good on my tits. Oh, fuck yeah. You better not miss a single drop of your cum. Yeah, that's it. Lick it all up. Oh, that's a good boy. So good. Yeah, right there, right there. Yeah. Oh, fuck. fuck. Oh, that's my good boy. So good for me, baby. But let's put that tongue of yours to better use. Don't you agree?